Rita Hare is a former principal and now director of advancement at the private, faith-based High Point Christian Academy. It's a school that has more than 500 students. But Hare says that a sagging economy and trends in charter schools and homeschooling have chipped away at enrollment over the last few years. She's hoping to get a boost from a new program approved this year by the state legislature, which provides $10 million for what they call opportunity scholarships. More commonly known as vouchers, the program will provide taxpayer money for low-income families to pull a child from public school and place him in a private school. It's estimated that more than 2,000 students will benefit from the vouchers, but Hare says it's hard to predict what effect it will have on her school.
North Carolina has never had legislation like this, so it's new to all of us. We certainly hope that families will find out about the opportunity scholarships and choose us, apply at High Point Christian.
The voucher program has sparked controversy. Supporters say it will provide an educational alternative for low-income families with children in poorly performing schools. Public education advocates argue that the program takes money away from cash-strapped schools, particularly when cuts are being made to other parts of the state school budget. That, for example, reduces the number of teacher aides and bonus pay for a teacher with advanced degrees. State School Superintendent June Atkinson is among those who worry that the cost for the program comes at the expense of public schools.
The money funding the vouchers and the money funding public schools all come from the same pot of money, taxpayers' dollars. And you can start a spiral downward of our public schools by squeezing them so tightly that they cannot provide that quality education that is in the best interest and opportunity for North Carolinians.
There are about 700 private schools in North Carolina. The vouchers would provide up to $4,200 for students who qualify for federal lunch subsidies, currently about $43,000 for a family of four. Also, the student must have been enrolled in a public school the semester before moving to a private school. The vouchers are not for students who are already enrolled in a private school. Applications will open in February for the 2014-15 school year. The private schools will have to administer standardized tests, but not the same that the public schools administer. Critics say that will make it difficult for parents to make comparisons between their current public school and the private schools they are considering. Daryl Allison, president of Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina, and a supporter of the voucher program, said parents are smart enough to be able to assess how well private schools are educating their students.
I mean, we have nearly 100,000 kids that are already attending, enrolled in private school. And the vast majority of those kids are very wealthy. Do we really believe that parents that are spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a year for their children are enrolling their kids into unaccountable schools that you really don't know what you're getting?
Mark Jewell, vice president of the North Carolina Association of Educators, said even if accountability was not an issue, he would still oppose the voucher program. Jewell said it marks a dangerous precedent of diverting public education money to private schools. He said the association plans to sue to stop the program before applications begin in the spring, arguing, among other things, that the state is violating separation of church and state rules by providing public money to faith-based schools like High Point Christian Academy.
North Carolina is one of the few constitutions that state that every child must be guaranteed to a free basic public education. For the first time ever, we're transitioning into using public dollars to go into private education. We always have felt that private schools have a place in society, but not with the use of public dollars.
After the first year, the voucher program is set to expand from $10 million to $40 million and serve about 9,000 students. Hare, of High Point Christian Academy, sees the vouchers as another way to expand opportunities for students and families in North Carolina.
Working in a private Christian school, you know, we have to compete for the students that we get. It's part of free market. We have to be competitive. We have to have a strong program. We have to keep our rates reasonable. And yet, I'm happy to have all of that. I think that's what makes us strong. I think that is what makes our community and our society strong.